Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota winters are cold, but not usually quite this cold as schools and businesses change plans to try to keep people indoors and safe. We welcome meteorologist in charge for the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls, Todd Heitkamp. He's joining us for a look at what's ahead as the temperatures plummet. Todd, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Lori. I appreciate it.
Let's start with where we're at right now. What is going on? How is it possible that it's going to be this cold?
Well, it's possible because it's winter in South Dakota. You know, a lot of people have asked us why we live here, and you know, the change in the weather is one of those things, and this is one of those bad sides of it, so to speak, that we have cold like this. But this is not something that is, you know, usually, you know, that we can expect every year. This type of air mass that we're dealing with right now is definitely very, very dangerous. We haven't seen the worst of it yet. And so this is something that we need to brace ourselves for because many, many of us have never experienced something like this, especially in recent history.
I know I was trying to explain to my daughter this morning not only the risks of being a human being and outside, but things are going to break. Cars break down. Water, you know, just things fail when it's this cold. What? Give us an idea of how this is going to unfold around the region just as a weather system exactly. West, east, you know, who's going to get hit the hardest?
Well, basically, if you go on the east, well, I shouldn't say, I was basically going to tell you that, you know, east of the Missouri River, but there's really not going to be an aspect or an area of the entire Midwest or basically the two-thirds of the eastern half of the United States that will not be impacted by this cold. I mean, you're talking about Alabama and areas like that not reaching the freezing mark for high temperatures in some on tomorrow. But here locally in South Dakota, obviously the worst of it is going to be east of the Missouri River. But still, all across the entire state will feel the impacts of the effects of the cold weather, but the extreme effects and impacts will be felt, you know, let's say from Aberdeen down to Sioux Falls, but the eastern half of the South Dakota, the state of South Dakota, will be impacted.
So tell me how long a system like this lasts. Is that predictable or is that, you know, unpredictable where it can last longer than we think it does?
Well, you know, it's always is somewhat predictable, but the good thing on this air mass, you know, unlike other cold outbreaks that we have had in recent years, this one is going to be very brief. We're going to start to moderate temperatures, you know, around the area Thursday, but especially Friday and Saturday. You know, typically when we get an outbreak like this, it's around for, let's say, a week or even 10 days. But the good thing is, like I said, as bad as it's going to be today and tomorrow, there's brighter things ahead of us for the weekend.
When the National Weather Service and other weather outlets say, you know, life-threatening wind chills, you don't say that lightly, do you? You know, what qualifies as you know, to speak so urgently about the upcoming weather?
Well, I mean, looking at wind chills like, you know, what we're going to be dealing with later on tonight and tomorrow, we're talking about basically wind chills of anywhere from 45 to 60 below zero. You get into those extreme categories, let's say 50 to 60 below zero wind chill, you can freeze flesh within in a matter of minutes. And so that's what we need to caution everyone on, is that you may think that you're only going to go from, you know, your home into your car to from your car to your workplace and then get back and get into a warm environment again. What happens if your car breaks down? Do you have the pair of gloves? Do you have the mittens? Do you have the boots? Do you have that winter survival kit in your vehicle? And then also, that's not even to mention your kids. Are your kids that you are responsible for, are they properly dressed when they leave for school? Or even, you know, if since a lot of schools have the day off today, many of the kids may be home unattended, you know, because the parents have to work. What about those kids go outside to play? Are they dressed properly, and do they know the risk? Because, again, now there's not too many people that really think about the impacts that extreme cold can have on you, but it really can be. It's basically what we can call almost like a silent killer, because it kind of increases or influences you very silently before you really notice that you're in trouble.
I remember hearing growing up that when the wind chill got to or the temperature dropped to a certain amount, you really can't feel the difference anymore. Is there a truth to that? Is that a myth? And if there's truth to that, does that make it even more risky? Because at some point you don't realize exactly what's going on, you know, with the wind chill and how dangerous it can be.
Well, I think to the extreme temperatures, yes, it becomes to the point where you can't feel the difference anymore because your body has been out there for so long, and that's the period that you want to avoid. I mean, that there's all things that you need to be aware of, you know, of also being dressed too warmly, that you, if you start, you start to sweat and it's extremely cold. You want, don't want to be doing that either. You want to be dressed appropriately so that your body can adjust to the temperatures and but still at the same time be protected from the adverse elements. So again, we tell people limit the amount of outdoor activities that you're doing, the time that you spend outdoors, in other words, you know, limit to 20, 30 minutes. But if you have any types of, you know, exposed flesh, like not wearing gloves, or better yet, you know, a stocking cap and your earlobes are not protected. Those things like that, that don't get a lot of blood flow into those areas, can experience frostbite in a matter of, you know, 5 to 10 minutes without any problem.
Tell me what the next 48 hours looks like in your life at the National Weather Service. How intense is that?
Do you want to see my hate mail or not? you know, it's one of those things where, you know, over the next 24 hours for us, we're just going to continue the messaging that we've been providing to the general public all across the Upper Midwest on how dangerous this cold is going to be and the steps that they can take to minimize the impact or the adverse effects that the cold will have, not only upon themselves and their family, but also we got to think of, you know, like the farmers and the ranchers, the cattle, also our family pets that may be outside or whatever. Those are things that we also need to be aware of. And all we're going to do over the next 24 to 36 hours is continue to message that and harp that message until we start to warm up again.
Were you affected by the federal government shutdown? Does that affect you guys?
Yeah, we were, but I can't really comment on that. But yeah, we were impacted by it. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for being here with us today, and thank you for being at work. Todd Heitkamp is meteorologist in charge for the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Lori.